C. Cover the passage and listen to it.
Ken finds a great difference between the Japanese and the Westerners in how they appreciate gardens. When he visits Ryoanji Zen Temple's garden in Kyoto, known as Kare-san-sui, dry landscape garden, he always senses a miniature universe and tranquility from it. It reminds him of the inside of a mother's womb, and he feels as if he were in it. The rocks and the moss in the garden represent ponds, islands, boats, seas, rivers, and mountains in an abstract way. Kare-san-sui refers to a dry or waterless garden. The subtle philosophical perception contains the idea that the absence of water in the garden can make people feel water. The philosophy suggests the high respect the Japanese have for nature. It teaches us that human beings can observe the sacredness of nature best in a spirit of calm detachment. When he visits an English garden, Ken feels as if he were taking a walk in the woods. The garden is well preserved, well organized, and well taken care of. The landscape always looks so clean and beautiful that people could live in it. In other words, the people and nature coexist, so that the English garden is a good companion for human beings, like the relationship between a pet and its owner. Their perception is that humans can dominate nature in some respect. Ken suspects that the different views on gardens between the Japanese and the British must have been derived from the fundamentals of their living environment. In general, the Japanese evolved from an agricultural background. Farming requires them to bend forward. Naturally, they tend to pay close attention to the nearness. Hence, when a Japanese person looks at a garden, he would focus on a narrower angle than a Westerner would. On the other hand, Westerners generally evolved from hunting societies. Hunting requires that they straighten themselves up. They unconsciously tend to look far ahead. Therefore, when a Westerner looks at a garden, he would rather view a wider angle than a Japanese would. Of course, both of these characteristics stem from their respective geographical features, too. That is how Ken sees the differences, though he notices that both of them are nature lovers.